Chav Dalit Amud Aleph. But Birkas HaMazon B'Tfilo, Pshita Lancha. It's obvious to us that by Tfilo you have to say Al Nisim Sha'ari Lahalo Lahoda Nikvu'u Kamin Le'el. Because the whole purpose of Hanukkah is to praise Hashem, and that would be particularly in Tfilo, as we said earlier, that the purpose is to praise Hashem. Lo Mazkirina, Lo Chayva Lahazkir. We not obligate you to Hazkir. To mention it. Ainu masker, ainu tsarach lahasker. Once again, you don't have to. You want to, you can. Matfilo birkas hodol, da kula milsa de Chanukah ikra lahodol nesakna. Because the whole point of Chanukah was established in order to thank Hashem. So therefore, it was put in the bracha of hodol. The hodol is the birkas ha'aretz, as the birkas ha'aretz, the second bracha of benching. Vayimrim eina ma'uraba, voida levakish rachim al yisrael al yishalayim to daven for... Ask for mercy on your Klal Yisrael and your Shalayim Leheshev Avodin L'Mekoymet to return the Avodin to the base of Mikdash Lassos Karbonos Hayom in order to be able to do the Karbonos are obligated that day, which is like a Rosh Chodesh. Sheinim Chamishi Mashma Shalkol Shabbos HaShana, which is implying all the Mondays and Thursdays of the year. Umay Avedetayel L'Zoychem L'Chalkom Mesharim HaShana, and what's going on by them that you want to mention them and to separate them, differentiate them from the rest of the days of the year. That they would make gezeiros to have to fast because there was a lack of rain. Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, like a bahab, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Maseches Tainus is mentioned in Maseches Tainus. B'shel ma'amados, climates means to say liyayim b'shel ma'amados. The days of the day you have the ma'amid. Shoyim misan in arba tainus b'shabbos. He were in the Maimid, that's the Yisrael who was being the representative of Chai Yisrael by the carbon tomid, Yerushalayim. They would fast. Four fasts and during the week, which would be Sheni Shlishi Ravi VeChamishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Umeinam Ma'ura Dideos Tefilas Tainus, and Umeinam Ma'ura, something which is happening, mentioned something which is happening by them, would be the Tefilah of Tainus, like Aneinu Arvis Lelik Nusos, and the night of coming into it. Even though you're eating and drinking on the whole night of the fast, I mean the night before, Mispel Tefilas Tainus, you still daven. The Aneinu, they still say Aneinu, Ma'akrish and Dichna Sayyim, and the day started. Vachanam Yamar Rav Huna, B'Mesechus Tainus, still to Rav Huna says in Mesechus Tainus, Yochad Shekibol of Tainus, an individual who accepted upon himself a private fast. Al Vishoychel Vashaysukol Alayla, even though he's eating and drinking the whole night, Mespaltfil is Tainus, he's still going to say Aneinu already. Vachuz Agoinim Betzosi, and they found the Chuva from the Goinim, Braisa Shoshonu Rabbosenu, a Braisa that are Rebbeim said over. There are times a person is fasting and he doesn't daven. Sometimes he's not fasting and he does daven. How is that? When it's coming into the fast and when it's leaving the fast. It means to say, erev tainis, the night of the tainis, even though you're going to eat after davening ma'ariv, still tainis, you still say aneinu and ma'ariv. And the Meir after the fast, even though you're still fasting, you still don't say Aneinu. At the end of the words of the Goinim, they write, we don't have the custom of saying Aneinu and Meir before the fast, night of the fast. Perhaps some sort of sickness is going to come to him, a person in starvation, but Yitum Kluman is going to have to taste something, but Nimsa Shakram, but Tfilasal, comes out that he lied in his davening. Because it's not a Diraisa biblical obligation. But Birkas HaMazon Shel Arvis, benching at night, when you're coming into the fast day, but also, and certainly, and the day is over already, Shekvar of Ayom. They're going out because they're ready. The day has passed. Shal Chanukah mumusafim betfilas musafim the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh besochim Chanukah the musaf you say on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh during Chanukah mahol lahaskal alanisim hodod you have to say alanisim in the bracha of hodah al bedalat tefilas arba shachris musaf umincha ma'ariv shachris musaf umincha v'kemi shachoves tefilas zeh hayoyim ain't the bechusim meshar tefilas shayom, and since the obligation of saying this davening today is not any less than any of the other obligations of davening today. So too over here, since if it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, Emel Sifin, you would not add. So Chanukah, you don't need to mention it. Since today you are obligated in four davenings. So like this one, so to the other ones, it's all going to be the same. I found in the Shuba from the Goyim, and that they had a custom to read them a Haftarah on Shabbos Mincha Tem Sukkim. We made Parsi and Bozu Gezerah Shalalasais, and during the Persian time there was a Gezerah not to do it. The Gezerah Shalalasais, the Stalkal once, it went away and they stopped doing it. They stopped and they never reenacted it. Ein Novi Mimincha B'Yom Tov, V'Afal Gav, the Osis, the Isa B'Shachris, even though there is Haftarah B'Shachris, V'El Mincha Lav Mishum Yom Tov Asi, since the Mincha is not coming because specifically because of Yom Tov, Lo Meskarina, we don't mention it. Chav Dalid Omid Beis. Kekol Hani Shmaitzer, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Gidol, Rav Achduvoy, all four of their opinions. Elo Ketfilo Achas. It's like one Tfilo, Kach Chavertus, so too is the other Tfilo, meaning all the Tfilos are the same. The Kol Dor, the Kol Dor Hayom, all the things that apply that day. Umaskarin, you have to mention it. Is Alanism. Tzarech lahaskir shel Shabbos loymer to say v'titen lanos yom ha-menoch v'es yom ha-kippurim hazeh and the choysim, and you finish off ha-mekadosh ha-Shabbos v'yom ha-kippurim v'yaf b'ish ein tfilos ne'ilo b'Shabbos, even though on the regular Shabbos there is no ne'ilo yom hu sh'nischai b'dal tfilos lav tfilos ha-layla b'chlal, the ma'ariv at the night of Yom Kippur is included el tfilos ha-yom, but the rather just the four davenings done by the day, which is Shachris, Musa, Mincha, and the ne'ilo. Shilech Tzibur Hayorid Arvus Amispal Birkas Me'ain Sheva. This is the partial seven that he's davening the Shvort Chazaras Hashatz that we do on the Ma'ariv on Shabbos. Koine Shemayim Ba'aretz. We say that, and then we say Mogen Obois B'Dvaro. B'Shum Sakon the Mazikin of the demons. Shelo Hayibotik Nasil Shelahem B'Yish. If their shuls weren't in the middle of the city, B'Kol Shar Lele Achol on the nights, Hayoistugim Molach, and they were busy working. When they finished their work, they would daven ma'ariv in their homes. They won't come to shul. They'll come to shul. Those don't come so quickly. And they're going to be waiting and delaying from finishing when everyone else is finished. Right? Therefore, they made the tefillah satzibur longer so the other people should not have to go home alone. Now, if you remember back in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, mentioned that the whole reason why the Chazal were insistent that a person comes home from work and goes to shul, and on this night, this is Dalam and Beis, I don't know how that is Miyushub, the two Gemaras. Hachi Garcin and Nachum Omer Malikin Bechelev Mavushav Hu Mahutach, and it has been melted. Hanan Tanak Hamad Omer Velo Bechelev, which implies Kol Chelev Mashma, any type of fat. There are brewing the shari al yidei taro b'shem akol shu. They say if you mix a little bit of oil in, it works. Lo masayme ein nikar mi usar mi matar. We don't know. It's not known to us which one is the one who says it's usar, which even with the mixture of oil, and who says it's mutar. Meaning tanakama and the chacham. Masnis in the Mishnah. Shem and serif Hashem shall truma tamei. It's oil from tamei truma. Remember first time in the Gemara is going to explain the reasoning. Rabbi Shmuel Lemer, B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Itran is psul to the zifta, the leftover, the garbage part of the zefet. B'vnei kavoya Shabbos, Rechara, because it smells bad. Shemin, Shumshemin, Maskan, and the Mils of the Chacham, here, this is the finishing up the words of Chacham. Tzunenas is, Tznun is the radish. Shemin Dogim is Merkirbe Dogim Shinimuchu. It is the innards of the fish which has melted, and Ricky Vager points out twice later on, argues. B'ku is the last Midbari, a wild desert gourd. Neft is the min shemen, shereicha raz, a type of oil which has a bad smell. Can I mean to say the yumo, as we say in Mesechus Yumo, but limda nefet. Omer lo, they said they wanted to count nefet, and omer lo, the person wants to measure nefet. Omer lo, medoy la'atzvacha, measure on your own. She'en adam right to the side, there's someone who wants to help him. Gemara, menan, immediately the ain't surfing, the young bird. The Yiloma might look raw if there wasn't a specific pasuk telling us not to do it. It's on the Meimer, and we can say let's say Asi the Beish Tisrofo beYitcha Es Losasei Kol Molacha, and we can say that there we have an Asi B'Docha Losasei. It's an Asi of the pasuk Beish Tisrofo that you have to burn in, and there's a Losasei which says you can't do any Molacha on Yontov, and we think that Asi pushes off the Losasei. Shein Hamalomer Abayker Zinechri. So I have to mention a second time Elo V'Hanoisim Remainu Beish Tisrofo. Just say that what's left over burn in the fire. The Hoksiv Ad Abayker Bereish, because already wrote in the morning in the beginning of the pasuk. But Gershen Yishu Chol Hashemoyed Etzvei Chol Hamoyed. V'achim Ashman, this is what it's implied. The person left over to the first morning, wait until the second morning and then burn it. The limbs of the Karman Tamid Shal Erev Yomtiv that was brought in Erev Yomtiv Shal Hukturu Maboy Yom that wasn't offered up while it was still day. You don't put it onto the Mizbeach when it's dark. And certainly that if you have an invalid Kachim, then you're not going to burn it on Yomtiv. If even the regular kosher and then the carbon dumbin isn't allowed to be put on, certainly something which is invalid. That's what's preparing the food, to make a spit, v'saken, and a knife, a tanner, and an oven, a kiraim, like a stove. It's coming to exclude Mila, which is not in the right time, meaning not in the 8th day. It doesn't push off Shabbos and Yontov. Dilo Motikrov, it wasn't for the fact that the Pasuk specifically tells us not to do it. Then Asir Bekavu Chaymer. The Titke, it will be Kavu Chaymer, and say that it does push off Shabbos and Yontov. But Perek Abeliezer, we learn this out later in Perek Abeliezer. The Hochi Tanya, Hossam, this is the Bryce who's saying over there. Matzer Ashadoiches Avoid. We find that Tsaras will push off avoid that you can't do avoid the avoid the derchas of Shabbos, and avoid the pushes off Shabbos, meaning you do avoid the space of Mikdash in the Shabbos. Mila shalobas mana in Mila, which is not the proper time, dercha oisa pushes off tzras. Why the hachi tanya hasan? This is what we Bryce would say over there. Mila derchas of tzras. Mila does push off tzras, and if there's a tzras on the mokol Mila, you would still do the Mila. And that's bein bismana, bein shalobas mana, whether it's in the 8th day or not. And we learned that out from a pasuk. So Shabbos shenichnas in pnei avoida. So Shabbos, which is pushed away from avoida, meaning you do avoida in the base of Mikdash, and ain't no din should not be so shadei mila shelo bezmana doichal yisal. That mila not even in the proper time, meaning after the 8th day, should push off Shabbos. Also lavada. So the word lavada comes to lafuke. My kavuchaymer to tell us not to learn that kavuchaymer. The lotitrish lady, you don't learn out that kavuchaymer. Umemela shemina mina, and it comes out that we learn from it. The mitzvah shein zman kavua, and if you have a mitzvah which is not a specific time, you have to do it. You can do it the next day. Does not push off yontif. Who adil the service kachim to meim, so to burning tummy kachim, which you can do the next day anyways.